Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's been a while since you've heard us mention ITology, the nonprofit organization in Columbia working to grow the information technology workforce in our state. And that's because over the past several months, they have been retooling their focus and programs, and they have a new leader. And she's in our studio today. Tammy Mainwaring is the new president at ITology in Columbia. Tammy, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
Give us your background. What brought you here to ITology?
I began my career as a fifth grade teacher in public school in Sherrill, South Carolina, and I realized back in the 90s that IT was growing and the job field was growing, so I went back and got a master's degree in information technology management, came back to South Carolina, worked at the Department of Education, and then I went into project management and more of a technical spin. I ended up at Blue Cross Blue Shield as an IT training manager, and because of my training and education background and my knowledge of IT, I was asked to take the job at ITology. So really, I have come full circle being an educator when I started and now an educator again, and it's great.
And what is the state of the IT staffing industry right now?
In South Carolina, we really have a crisis. At the end of 2016, there were actually 6,800 IT jobs open in South Carolina. And we graduated about 250 computer science graduates. So you see the gap there. The average salary for an IT career professional is around $77,000. The average for the state is $44,000. And when you multiply that times the number of open jobs, that is about $540 million that our South Carolinians are not taking advantage of, money that's not going back to our economy.
What are some of those specific jobs?
The most popular are developers. Cybersecurity, it's huge, and we have a real shortage of cybersecurity jobs as well.
So tell us what's been going on at ITology with this new focus and the new programs that you have.
The first thing we did, Mike, when we were planning, we talked about our mission. We had a lot of activities going on in a lot of places, and we decided that we needed to focus. So we came up with the model, which is what we work from, of building the whole IT professional, and that is tech skills and interpersonal skills together. And so our model begins in pre-K. We teach elementary, middle, high school students. We have programs in the universities. We teach IT professionals. We have some really cool programs. One that was very popular this summer that was new was called Tech Explorers, and it was for pre-K through second grade. Those children were programming in that class. It was amazing. They were using digital cameras, they were flying drones, and then we have cyber field trips for all ages. We can go to the school or they can come to ITology. We have cyber summer camps for elementary and middle. In the middle school, our most popular camp was virtual reality, building mobile apps, and gaming, as you can imagine. Coming up, which we're very excited about, is our first ITology Innovation Challenge. So we have issued a challenge to students from 3rd through 12th grade across South Carolina. And what we've asked them to do is to identify a community issue, design a solution using any technology of their choosing, and then put their inventor hats on and build the solution. And the top 15 innovators will be showcased at the state fair.
And Tammy, I understand that very soon there's a summit coming up that ITology is hosting.
The Summit on IT, October 10th at ITology, will talk about the national trends in the IT industry. We'll have the research scientists that conducted the study in South Carolina present the South Carolina results. Each gap has a South Carolina company that is doing a best practice to share that with others.
Tammy, thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike.
Tammy Mainwaring is president of ITology in Columbia. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.